So we've created what I call this thing of stable ambiguity. Stable ambiguity is when you are too afraid to be alone, but also not really willing to engage in intimacy building. It's a set of tactics that kind of prolong the uncertainty of a relationship, but also the uncertainty of the breakup. So here on the internet, you have three major ones. One is icing and simmering, which are great stalling tactics that offer a kind of holding pattern that emphasize the undefined nature of a relationship, but at the same time give you enough of a comforting consistency and enough freedom of the undefined boundaries. Yeah? And then comes ghosting. And ghosting is basically, you know, you disappear from this mass of text on the spot, and you don't have to deal with the pain that you inflict of another because you're making it invisible even to yourself. Yeah? So I was thinking, I mean, these words like came up to me as I was listening to you, like how a vocabulary creates also a reality. And at the same time, that's my question to you, is like, do you think when the context changes, it's still means that the nature of love remains the same? You study the brain and I study people's relationships and stories. So I think it's everything you say plus. But I don't always know the degree to which a changing context, does it at some point begin to change? If the meaning changes, that it changes the need, or is the need clear of the entire context?